Ukraine's Magura V-5 unmanned surface vessels, nicknamed Sea Babies, are pound for pound some of the deadliest craft on the water. Just ask Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Those Sea Babies just learned a couple of new skills. Straight Arrow News previously reported on how Ukraine is using Magura V-5s as portable launching platforms for aerial drones. The tactic proved successful against Russian oil platforms. Now, Ukraine is sending Sea Babies along the coastlines of Russian-controlled areas and attacking targets on land with the aerial drones. Video of the first recorded such encounter was posted to social media. It was captured on January 6th and shows a Ukrainian first-person view FPV drone taking out a multi-million dollar Russian Panzer air defense system. Ukraine's unmanned systems forces say it destroyed two Panzers in the attack and severely damaged another anti-aircraft vehicle. A Panzer is worth about $15 million, while an FPV drone is usually in the neighborhood of a few hundred dollars. News of Ukraine using aerial drones launched from Magura V-5s to hit land-based targets broke about a week after the world learned of another first in multi-domain drone warfare. On December 31st, operators from a Ukrainian Special Forces unit called Group 13 used Sea Babies to take out Russian helicopters. Ukraine previously used machine guns mounted to the unmanned surface vessels before to pepper Russian aircraft. But this time, the Sea Babies were armed with Sea Dragons, Soviet-era air-to-air missiles. Group 13's commander said they were on the hunt for Russian helicopters patrolling the Black Sea. The Ukrainian Special Operations Forces unit encountered three helicopters that day. Two were destroyed, a third was damaged, and reportedly able to limp away. Ukraine's war effort is heavily dependent on Western aid, and some of its drones rely on Western satellites for navigation. However, the innovations Ukraine is making in the world of unmanned warfare are second to none, which is why militaries around the world continue to keep a close eye on the conflict.